He shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. What's interesting about this is what it does not say. The President doesn't have to give one every year at the same time. It doesn't have to be televised. It doesn't have to be delivered in person. The President could just send a written note to Congress, a tradition started by President Jefferson. So what's happening tonight in President Obama's last State of the Union address is one part Constitution, many more parts tradition. So what exactly is the point of the modern-day State of the Union and the opposing party's response? It's a report card and it's a prognostication. It is the President saying, this is what I would like to do in the coming year. The State of the Union is essentially a homework assignment from the framers of the Constitution to every president who has lived ever since. The Constitution tells them that they periodically must tell Congress how the country is doing. If a president wants to lean hard to one side or hard to the other side, then you might see more political purpose in the State of the Union, although often it's just a general sense of, let's move this direction. The whole thing is a huge pageant. The President comes walking in, escorted by members of the House and Senate. The Sergeant of Arms announces him, and everybody stands and cheers, and there's quite a crowd there. Everyone has assigned seating. Right behind the President, you will find the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives and the President of the Senate, which will be the Vice President of the United States. And then the two parties generally stay on their side of the aisle, although recently they've started sitting with each other to suggest that they can get along a little bit better than most of us think. You typically have the Supreme Court there, the Joint Chiefs of Staff are there representing the military, and the First Lady will also be there, usually with some sort of special guest in recent years that will illustrate some point the President is making. One of the coolest parts of the presidential address is always the missing cabinet member and figuring out who it's going to be. One member of the cabinet always has to be somewhere else in case something terrible happened. So presumably you could have the Secretary of Agriculture sitting somewhere thinking about hog futures, and suddenly he's the President of the United States, which would be a huge shock to him. Since the 1960s, the opposition has also issued a response. That is, someone selected by the opposing party to stand up and refute what the President said, or say perhaps we have different ideas about how the government should be conducting itself and where we should be going in the coming year.